Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Scott Sweetenberg is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Scott is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's a partner with Mail Enterprises, and he's a guy who helps us understand ways to reach out and touch our customers, and when we touch them, that we serve them really well. And he's our good friend. Scott, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Great being on this morning.
It's good to have you back. You want to talk about customers, right?
That's right.
Those very important people.
Oh, exactly. And it really ties into, you and I were talking a little bit about, I've got a book coming out, and my book is about my mom. And
your
some
mom.
Of the lessons, yes, about my mom and some of the lessons she taught me about how to be a success. And the interesting thing is, my mom has never owned a business, never done any marketing, never done any of those things, but she probably has more friends than anybody I've ever met in my life. And the reason is, those are really her customers. She goes out every day and takes care of them and does the things you have to do. And when I started looking at the things she did and how she was a success, I said, that applies to business, that applies to any individual. And I started thinking, and I go, you know, as a business, you can never have too many friends, or as I like to say, those are your customers.
Right.
Those
exactly.
are your friends. And you start looking at saying, okay, how do I treat my customers? Do I treat them like I treat my friends? You know, because it's those studies, and I know we've all seen them, where if you're buying from somebody and two or three different people give you a proposal and the prices are equal, you'll always buy from the person you like or your friends.
Or but that you think when you went in there, go in their business, they'll act like they know you, or they'll act like they're glad you came in.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what blows me away today, Scott, about businesses, large and small, that I go into. And even if they do wait on me, you know, people don't, for some reason, when's the last time you went into business and they act like they were thrilled that you came in?
That's right.
You don't see that much anymore, do you?
You don't. And that's really what a part of this book is about, how you treat your customers the same way you treat your friends. When a friend comes over to your home, you welcome them, make them know that you're glad they're there to see you, and you start saying, okay, let's look at how we treat our customers. Is it the same way we treat our friends? For example, if I call into your business, would you put a friend on hold for several minutes? No,
right.
You take their call.
That's right.
You start thinking about, would you make a friend fill out a two- or three-page application to do business with you?
Right.
No.
I don't think
but
so.
There's all these things that businesses do that really...
Or, Scott, when the person left, would you act like they didn't even exist and not even acknowledge that they came in or that they were leaving? Just let them walk out. I walked out of a restaurant yesterday. I walked straight by, within 6 inches of two hostesses, and not only did they not look at me, they didn't say, thank you for coming in, thank you for your business, have a nice life, you know, whatever. They didn't say any of that. They just literally looked down. I mean, they didn't change their view and didn't say one word to me.
That's right.
They were the last people that I saw in that business, and you think that makes me want to go back?
Definitely not. And the amazing thing is how much would it have cost that business for them to look and say, Jim, thank you so much for coming and having lunch with us today. We hope we'll see you back next week. You know, that costs nothing. But yet,
well,
the impact is huge.
Do you think the big boxes have made small business owners think that that's the way things ought to be? That do you think our employees have gone in the big boxes so much that which is often the way we're treated in those companies and with those businesses? Do you think that our people have gotten the idea that that's the way it is, or what do you think? What do you think it is? I don't remember it. I don't think it was like this when I was a young pup coming up in the marketplace, Scott. What do you think?
And I agree with you. I don't think that was the case either. And I think it is a lot of the going into the big box stores and seeing how they're done and saying, okay, they're successful. I want to emulate them. And that's really not what those big box stores aren't necessarily successful, and that's not the way, especially for a small business, to compete in the marketplace.
Well, that's exactly right, and especially, Scott, when you realize that we don't, as small business owners, we don't have to conquer the world to be outrageously successful. All we have to do is conquer a little piece of the world, and those, that little piece of the world, we've got time to treat those people like they're our friends. We, in fact, you know, one of the things I like to talk about, Scott, is how do we identify the low-hanging fruit that helps companies, small companies, increase their sales revenue and increase their profits at the same time. And in my mind, the classic low-hanging fruit is what we're talking about right now, and it costs nothing.
Oh, it definitely doesn't. You know, you mentioned a restaurant. There's a restaurant in our area, and it's a Mexican place, and every time I go in there, the owners, they come to our table, they know my name, they know my family's name, they pat us on the back and say, thank you so much for coming in to eat today, can I get you anything else, is everything okay? And I used to think, man, I'm really special, they know me, and then one day I started looking around, and they do that at every table.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter, you're not going to eat Mexican anywhere else, are you?
That's right, and the thing is, there's a line outside of their restaurant every night, and you go down the street to a different one, and there's not a line.
And have you ever once looked at their fajitas and said, they're charging too much for those?
No.
Even if they were, you wouldn't do it. You wouldn't say it, would you? You'd come back.
That's right.
And see, that's where the margins are, ladies and gentlemen. That's where the margins are. You can treat your customers so well that, I mean, there are restaurants that I know that treat me a certain way, and I don't even know what the price of the food is. I just know the food's good, they treat me well, and I go back.
That's right, and you go back again and again and again, and that's the difference in when you treat them, and they, like just at this one I mentioned, they treat me like I'm a friend, not a customer.
And this behavior works for retail, for restaurants, for dry cleaners, for manufacturing, for shipping, freight, supply. What, it doesn't matter. Business to consumer, business to business. It doesn't matter, does it? It cuts across the whole marketplace.
That's right. It really does. And it works, too, is it works on the opposite. And if you're a small business and you're going out calling on people, it works the same way, too.
Absolutely. Stand by, Scott. Scott Swedenberg, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. He's with Mail Enterprises, and that's M-A-I-L Enterprises. And he and I will be right back. It's 20 after. Stay with us.
She's got it. Yeah, baby, she's got it.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Scott Swedenberg, partner with Mail Enterprises. Scott, tell us about your organization and how we can contact you.
Well, you can contact us via our website, which is www.mailent.com. And we do direct marketing and fundraising for organizations all over the United States.
All right. And speaking of direct marketing, how is direct marketing doing with all the email marketing that's going on?
Actually, it's growing, believe it or not, because even with the email marketing, while that is successful, it's just one part of the various channels that you reach someone, and they're still finding that most people would rather get a letter in the mail than an email.
And the cost of this, with all the postage increases and everything, still, I'm sure you have to work a little harder.
The return on investment is still there. You just have to mail smarter, and that's what we help our clients do, meaning we help them really target the right people to go to versus the way you used to do it 10 years ago. It's just we're going to mail to everybody in the zip code. Now we're going to mail to people who actually may want this product or service.
Not broadcast, laser cast, right?
That's right.
Now, speaking of speaking of Target, I want to. You know, they don't call me the king of Segway for nothing here.
Yes,
Scott. I want to take this Target thing and get it back to our customer service, customer care, loving up our customers conversation.
Right.
You know, a lot of people, including me, the idea of loving everybody out there, you know, all the people out there, the public, so to speak, is not very exciting. You know, I don't know if I've ever told you this or not, Scott, but someone once said to me and that he wanted to go into business, he wanted to go into retail. And I said, why? You know, that's a good question. You know, why do you want to do that? And he said, because I like people. And I said, well, there's a difference between people and the public.
Yes.
and so the idea of loving the public might be this, you know, might not be exciting to some people, but what you have to realize, back to this Target thing, folks, the only people that you have to love are the people who are going to love what you do. They're going to love you too. And so it's going to be a mutual thing. I mean, that's the cool thing about being a small business owner. We don't have to love everybody, just the people who want what we sell.
Oh, that's exactly right. And that's why we work with these small business owners to help them understand. First of all, sometimes they'll say, who do you do business with? And they go, anybody out there we do business. And I said, well, tell me who are your best customers. And then all of a sudden we find, well, it's this group, and it may look like we work with females aged 45 to 65 who live in a home and do this for a living. And I go, well, now that we know that, let's eliminate all those other people. And
everybody,
we're just going to target those groups when your mailings or in your email or whatever you're doing. And all of a sudden they go, wow, we're spending a lot less on marketing, but our results have gone way up.
Exactly. Well, it's just like you know, whenever I do public speaking, when I speak to small business groups, Scott, one of the things I tell them that always shakes the audience up is I tell small business owners they should thank Walmart.
And
they say, why? And I say, because they take all the pain in the neck people who only want price out of your business. They go to Walmart. You don't have to love those guys. If they're only focused on price, they're not a prospect for you. They're a Walmart prospect. Thank Walmart for getting those guys out of your building.
That's exactly right. I love competing with those big box. I have the same thing. I have to compete against the bigger ones, and our customers come back and go, wow, you're so much more flexible. You're so much, you know, you hit our needs. They offer it, and we got to do it their way.
And I bet you're more fun, too, aren't you?
Oh, we're a lot more fun to work with.
See, that's the other thing. I think fun is something small business owners can sell, don't you?
Oh, definitely. And that's one of the things I try to reinforce all the time. If you ever call my office and get my voicemail, it doesn't say, hi, I'm on the other line, please leave a message. It may say, right now it says, it's around the 4th of July, and our clients are exploding with new profits. We want to do the same for you. You know, it's just something fun, but put more fun into your marketing and everything you do.
Right. No, that's exactly right. And I think that fun can become theater. And people like theater. When they go to a business, they like to see theater. You know, they like to, if they can. And it doesn't have to be a production. It could just be people, employees acting like they're enjoying being around each other and around being their customers. Folks, this is not that hard. And
no.
it's very profitable, isn't it, Scott?
Oh, definitely. People want an experience. They want to go somewhere, and they want to go back and tell somebody else about the experience they had of shopping with you or using your service. That's what they get excited about and start telling others. And that's what you want, is somebody telling somebody else about the experience they had of doing business with you.
You know, that's exactly right. You know, so many businesses you go into and they act like they don't care whether you were there. I bought a new battery for my computer from a battery business, a franchise down there. They just opened up, and they ordered the wrong battery. And when I picked it up, I got it and took it back and found out it didn't fit. So I took it back, and I said, this is the wrong battery. And they said, oh. You know, we looked at it, and they realized that it was just an honest mistake. And you know what the guy said? He said, Mr. Blasingame, can I have your address? When your new battery comes in, I'll bring it to you. Now what do you think I'm going to get my batteries from now on?
You're going to get them from there, and you're going to tell everybody else, just like you just got through telling your audience today.
I just told the world. I think it's Batteries Plus is the name of the company. I think it's a franchise. Hey,
yeah.
Hey, Scott, give us that website again, please.
It's www.mailent.com.
And you're going to launch your book on this show real soon, aren't you?
We are, definitely.
We're looking forward to it. Thanks, Scott. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Quick break. Right back with Mike Stewart. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.